This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Drive with Em and Warren. It is 21 minutes to six.
Jessie Ware has bought us four fantastic albums and we hear a fifth is on the way. In other great news, or disco-y news, Jessie Ware has just released her latest single. It's called Free Yourself. And we caught up with Jessie a little earlier.
Jessie, thank you for joining us on Joy Drive.
I am thrilled to be joining you. Thank you for having me.
Jessie, your sound gives us plenty of disco and so does this new track. What do you love about making music that has that sort of disco vibe?
I think it's been really freeing for me in the sense that I feel, I don't know, it's like I'm less exposed with it and I feel like there's less attention on me and it's more about just servicing people to be able to have a good time. And I think that's what I'm really enjoying. I want to be an artist that people find themselves enjoying their moments with to, whether that's in the club or driving or like having a drink with their friends. I want to be in those kind of happy, uplifting moments. And I think before I used to make quite miserable music or like the kind of cool, melancholy music. But now it's just like all about the fun.
Yes, love that.
Jessie, we were listening to Free Yourself earlier and, you know, Em put it on and I just love it immediately. There's something about the sound of disco, isn't there? It just transcends time. What do you reckon it is about disco? Because it doesn't matter. It took me back to the 70s, the 80s. It doesn't matter. Disco is just amazing.
I think it's that thing of it's there to get you up on your feet and it's there to make you move and it's there to make you feel something and it's not so meant to be taken too seriously. And I think that that's what I really am enjoying about the music that I'm making at the moment. Like, it's not meant to be ridiculed or laughed at.
No.
It's to be enjoyed. And I think that's the beauty of disco and dance music.
And it's an intangible thing, isn't it? Because you just start hearing it like we did before and immediately you get that uplifting feeling.
Yeah, it's clever. Sorry, my children are on their way to like summer club and so I can hear one of them, one of them's having a moment. So apologies to the listeners if you can hear my youngest one having oh yeah, he's really turning it up now. Yeah,
hey, has good lungs like you, maybe a singer.
Yeah, he really does. He does and he's not on his own. Don't worry, guys. He is with somebody. I'm not just ignoring him.
We appreciate you clarifying. Let's talk about Free Yourself, right? So the lyrics in this track are all about freeing ourselves. Were you thinking of something particular when you singing these lyrics or when you wrote these lyrics? Or can we just free ourselves through dance of anything we want to?
I think it's two ways, you know, freeing yourself with dancing. But also I think for me as a female artist who's been doing this for a while, it was also a lesson to myself to be like, go and enjoy yourself, free yourself. But it was a kind of commanding tongue-in-cheek moment for other people to get up and dance and feel confident and don't care what anyone's thinking and to enjoy yourself. So I think it's, a double entendre. It's kind of, it can work both ways.
Now, on top of this new track, you're also working on a new album, which we're very excited about as well.
Yeah.
What's that going to be like? Is it going to be more freeing and more disco?
It's definitely groove and funk and it's a bit of R&B. I've kind of been a bit greedy. I'm always a bit greedy with my genres. It's not all out disco, but it's songs that I like to think that could be played at the beginning of a wedding, which is always my favorite. You know, those ones that get you up on the floor?
Yes.
Yes.
Love it. The floor fans. Those are my faves. Quite romantic. So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of innuendo on there. It's really good fun.
Yes, it sounds like it. We cannot wait to hear it. We've also heard that you're entering a new era of Jessie Ware. What can we expect from this new Jessie? Is this, you know, what you were just talking about?
I know what, this is like TikTok and like my Jessie Ware stans doing all this work. They're talking about this new era. I'm like, oh God, what do I have to do to enter into this new era? I don't know. Like, oh God, I'm a bit, it's a new era where I'm feeling fabulous and very happy and it's just new music. But we'll say era and I'll have my hair straight for the whole campaign. Let's say that that's my new way.
But how you're feeling, well, you know, it reflects in the music, doesn't it? I mean, if you're feeling miserable and you're going to write sad songs and what have you.
I couldn't feel better at the moment.
Oh, right.
The reaction to the record's been amazing. And also the support of the last record. And it's just kind of that continuation. I feel like people are on this journey with me and we're having a good time. And I feel like I've found my people and my community of people that follow me and support me, and I make the music for them, and that feels really good to do that and to have that understanding with each other. So yeah, we're having a great time.
It's a new era for all of us.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Can we tag along? Can we just get in the new era with you?
Absolutely. You just have to have a blow dry and straighten your hair and wear some big hoops.
You know what? I'm all for it. Let's do it. Now, speaking of good times and, you know, getting to experience performing, but also like being with your fans and this straight hair, big hoops era of Jessie, you are actually about to go on tour later this year with Harry Styles, which I've got to say, one of our management team here at Joy is maybe the biggest fan. I don't know if I can say that. There are so many amazing Harry Styles fans, but
I think everyone believes they're the biggest Harry fan.
I agree. I totally agree.
I believe that they are, but I'm just saying that I think I've got about a handful of other people in other continents that think that they are going to marry him.
Absolutely, absolutely. But
I think I'm going to marry him, and I'm married.
Well, aside from potentially marrying Harry Styles, you heard it here first, how excited are you to be going on tour with Harry?
Thrilled. He better watch out because I'm so excited.
You're his biggest fan.
I really like Harry. I've known him for years, and for him to not even take a chance on me, but I've never supported anybody before really. So for me to be doing it with, you know, a massive artist, it's really great, and can't wait to see the show, which I've heard is so fun, and I hear his crowd are amazing. So yeah, I think we're just going to, you know, warm them up for the main event.
Amazing. Well, we love the new track, Free Yourself. We will be dancing here, freeing ourselves from all of our inhibitions at Joy 94.9. So thank you so much for chatting to us about it.
Thanks, Jessie.
Thank you for having me. It's been so nice to chat to you.
We'll let you get back to the kids.
Thank you so much, Jessie.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate your time.
That was Jessie Ware, and the new song, Free Yourself, is out now. You can find it wherever you get your music. And for more info, you can head to jessieware.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.